So Tzvayim brings Medrash and Gemara Neirich in that say that Lashon Hara is equivalent to the three great Averis, Yidaroi, Shidatonim, Vodizor. And there's Sukkim that describes these three Averis, and Sukkim describes that Lashon Hara is Medaveris Gedoilas. He's doing very big, powerful things with his Lashon Hara. It means big, powerful, negative things. The question is, where do you see such a thing? He gives an example of maybe Doeg HaAdomi would say Lashon Hara about Achimelech, the Kohanim, the one that took care of David and us. He said it's Lashon Hara to Shoel, and ended up that they all died. So it killed all three of them. Shoel that accepted Lashon Hara, Achimelech was the Lashon Hara set of, and Doeg himself also. The Maaseh, the Chavasari said before, then we also see from the Chulam Beis HaMikdash how Lashon Hara is worse than the three big Averis, because the first Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because of the first three Averis. The second Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because of the Sinas Chinam, which one of the major tools of Sinas Chinam is Lashon Hara, saying negative things about one another. We see that that caused a much longer Golus than the first one. So if you want to think of Gula, think twice before talking, say only good things, and you'll have a good life in this world and even a better life in the world to come.